Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme a pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu, 5.10. hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 24. oktobra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusin America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, October 24th, 2021. Just a reminder that next week, the 31st of October, this broadcast will air in the United States, not at 3:30, but at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. So that's next week, the 31st of October. Holos Rusinil Amerika will be broadcast at 4:30 p.m. Today's Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program has been sponsored by the Bodnarchuk family, Leslie, Paul, Alexandra, and Larissa, in honor of Leslie's mom and dad's birthdays in heaven, as well as their anniversary. We will get to their dedication in just a couple of minutes, but this Tuesday, the 26th of October, is Carpatho Rusin Day in North America. The Carpatho Rusin Consortium of North America, representing Rusin people, has designated October 26th as Carpatho Rusin Day in the United States and Canada. In the fall of 1918, Carpatho Rusins joined in New York City with representatives of 20 other stateless peoples to form the Mid-European Democratic Union. The three-member delegation representing Carpatho Rusins was chosen by the community's largest immigrant organizations, comprised of members living in the United States and Canada. On October 26, 1918, representatives of 21 stateless people gathered in historic Independence Hall in Philadelphia, where they signed the Declaration of Common Aims. Lemka Rusins living in the northern slopes of the Carpathian Mountains also expressed a desire to be part of Rusinia, and they proposed that idea to the Paris Peace Conference. In the end, only Carpatho Rusins living south of the mountains were allowed to join, on a voluntary basis, the new state of Czechoslovakia. According to the Paris Peace Conference Treaty of Saint-Germain in 1919, Rusinia, now renamed Podkarpatska Rus, was to function as an autonomous, self-governing territory within Czechoslovakia. The head of the Carpatho Rusin delegation at the Mid-European Union in Philadelphia, the American lawyer Gregory Jatkovich, was appointed the first governor of Podkarpatska Rus. In honor of Carpatho Rusin Day, on Tuesday the 26th, we start today's program with Ya Rusin Bul, Yasmi Bodu, the national anthem of Rusins, and Podkarpatski Rusin, Olstaute Hluboki Son, Subcarpathian Rusins, Arise from Your Deep Slumber, the second sort of anthem of Rusins, this one particular to Podkarpatska Rus.
Ya Rusin Bul, Yasmi Bodu,
Oh,
Today's Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program has been sponsored by Leslie Budnarchuk and the entire Budnarchuk family, Paul, Leslie, Alexandra, and Larissa. Leslie's parents, Michael and Marion Bagala, were both Carpatho Rusyn, although her father, Michael, was part Slovak and very proud of it. They instilled in Leslie a love of our Rusyn and Slovak culture, which was passed down to her daughters, Alexandra and Larissa. Michael would have turned 100 years old on October 15th. He was born in Rankin, son of John and Elizabeth Oshakovsky, raised by his maternal aunt and uncle in Whittaker. Together with his aunt and uncle, he was a founding member of St. Nicholas Carpatho-Russian Orthodox Church in Homestead. As a young man, Michael also served as president of the ACRY. He loved to travel, and this may be inspired by his time in the Civilian Conservation Corps and as a member of the Coast Guard when he was stationed in New Jersey and along the west coast of the United States. Leslie's father was a graduate of Duquesne University and met Leslie's mom, Marion, when they worked at Westinghouse East Pittsburgh plant. Michael took a job as a traffic manager at United States Steel Supply in the north side of Pittsburgh, where he stayed until retirement in 1983. Leslie's mom, Marion, would have turned 99 years old on October 21st. She was born in Wall, Pennsylvania, daughter of Mike and Mary Arendas. Although sadly, Marion passed away in 2010 at the age of 88, she always hoped to reach her 100th birthday because many in her family lived well into their 90s. So next year, Marion, to celebrate your 100th, we will have another broadcast just for you. Leslie's parents, Michael and Marion, were married on October 13th, 1956, at Holy Trinity Byzantine Catholic Church in Wall, Pennsylvania, by the Reverend Anselm Orlovsky. This would have marked their 65th wedding anniversary this year. Leslie's father, Michael, passed away August 6, 1995, so he never had the opportunity to see his granddaughters, Alexandra and Larissa, perform with the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. Luckily, Marion did, and thoroughly enjoyed watching her granddaughters perform at many shows over the years. Happy heavenly birthday to Michael and Marion, as well as happy heavenly wedding anniversary. In remembrance of the birthday of Michael and Marion and their wedding anniversary, Leslie had asked if I can play many songs from either the Slaviani Folk Ensemble or others. So we're going to start today with Rusnak Charadash number 15, which both of her daughters, Alexandra and Larissa, know quite well. We taught that dance to them many, many years ago. Then after that, we are going to go to an older version of Od Ungvara Draška Ide, which is from Užhorod, There Is a Road. And then halfway through that, it will transition into the Slaviani Folk Ensemble's version of that same song. Thank you, Leslie, Paul, Alexandra, and Larissa, for your continued support of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program, as well as your support with the Slaviani Folk Ensemble over the years. And as we're playing selections from the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, I also want to wish happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Michael Liberator, who celebrated his birthday yesterday, the 23rd of October. All of the songs that you will hear from the Slaviani Folk Ensemble today, he is the accordion player on all of them. Happy birthday, Mike.
University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The 39th Annual Carpatho Russen Celebration is scheduled for next Sunday, the 31st of October, at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, located at 201 East Main Street. They will hold a modified annual ethnic festival in the parish social hall and parking lot from noon until 4 p.m. or until all the food is sold out. Divine Liturgy begins at 9 a.m. and beginning at noon, food items will be available in the social hall, takeout only. The menu includes an ethnic platter, which has pirohy, holubka, holushka, and kolbasa, a kolbasa sandwich, holushka by the pint or quart, and pirohy by the dozen. Also holubka by the half dozen, and there will be baked goods as well. St. John's is handicapped accessible. Admission is free, but this is, again, takeout only. Next Sunday, the 31st of October, St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown's annual Carpatho Russen Celebration, modified to be takeout only. For information, please call 724-438-6027. 724-438-6027. Thanks again to the Bednarchuk family, Leslie, Paul, Alexandra, and Larissa for sponsoring today's broadcast. Next, we go to Slaviani Folk Ensemble again with Dajże Boże Dobry Czas, followed by the Harmonia Band with Poljana Poljana, and then Rozmaria. Thank you very much, Leslie, and the entire Bednarchuk family.
Thank you.
da.
on Sunday, November 7th, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The University of Pittsburgh will host their annual Slovak Heritage Festival virtually again this year. The festival will be live streamed on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to like their Facebook page for any updates, and you can find them by going to facebook.com and then look up Slovak Heritage Festival. And on YouTube, search Slovak Heritage Festival. You can be in the virtual festival as well. Just record a short video greeting on your device, giving a shout out to everyone who will be watching at home, and send it to Slovak Heritage Festival at gmail.com or Facebook message it to the festival page. Your video could be chosen to air. The deadline to enter and submit your video is October 29th. But the virtual festival again is Sunday, November 7th, beginning at 1 p.m. via Facebook stream and YouTube. Thank you for joining me today on Holosy Rusyny America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Special thanks one last time to the Bodnarchuk family, Leslie, Paul, Alexandra, and Larissa, for sponsoring today's broadcast in memory and commemoration of Michael and Marion's birthdays, as well as their wedding anniversary. We leave you with two Roma selections. The first one is the Slaviani Folk Ensemble's Roma Dances that we did in 2010, followed by a couple selections from Harmonia Band. Join me again next Sunday, remember, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, not 3:30 p.m. Eastern, but still at 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM. To listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho-Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtasya krasna tijden, z Bohom.
Rusiniu Amerika.